Blog Talk Radio.
Meet y'all, everyone. This is part two of episode 51. Black family, and harmony, in life and afterlife, with founder of Ascension Institute. At an exclusive time, it's at 6 o'clock. Normally, our shows are at 11 a.m. on every Amenada, every Saturday. I am Nefequi. I am good. It means I am good or something good. And for those who are new to Journey and Rhythm, what Journey and Rhythm is about, making a realignment of using different tools, some being maps, charts, some being tools of rituals and ceremonies, other being tools of signs and symbols, other Nahoma books or publications that are shared also on the site, of how to realign ourselves and communicate to get ourselves back in line to be in harmony with the universe and also divine order, which is Amen and Amenet. So today's guest speaker, she is the founder of the Penu Ascension. And we could just go into a little bit about it. Before we start, only Afro-Kanu, Africans, black people, have okra or flawa. No non-Afrikani or non-Afro-Kanit, non-African or non-black individual or group, including all white Europeans, white Americans, white Latinos, Latina, white Hispanic, white pseudo-native or actually migrant Asians, white Arabs, white Hindus, or any others have Okra or Okrawa. They have no connection to Nyamewa or Nyame, the Obazun or divinity at all. So, Harry Met, King of the Northern Territory, misnomer Sagittarius, December 18th to January 18th, has a 32-day cycle. It means it's governed by a divinity, determined by the divinity and influence during those days, day cycle. The reason why that is important, because a lot of people give us the information about the zodiac and the constellation being off, throwing off your rhythm, throwing off your biorhythms. So now your biorhythms are off, and then when you go to make your rituals, do your noko pomeri, what happens is the noko pomeri, what happens is that it throws off your communication. Frequency to communicate, your channel of communication. So when you look at Sagittarius, based on the astrological calendar, which is man-made calendar, which is thrown off and made convenient just for them, and the chauvinistic being 30-day, in a 30-day cycle rotation, fit in a 360-day cycle, they have it that Sagittarius falls between November 22nd and December 21st, which is 30 days. And like I said, based on the constellation, based on an astronomical calendar, Sagittarius actually falls between, has influence between December 18th, January 18th. All right, so let's just on more about our guest, Harry Het, Hetaru Rahat Moot, is a high priestess and a shrine keeper of the shrines of Mut and Ua, and also Sekhmet, Khonsu, Herukuti, and also Heru M. Akheti, as well as founder and executive director of the Benu Ascension Online Institute. She also has a weekly live stream talk show, Resurrection Time. The Benu Ascension Institute is for those serious about bodying Ma'at, the goddess of divine truth, harmony, order, balance, and righteousness. We focus on improving overall health and spirituality, energetically, mentally, physically, as well as increasing vitality. And also, I just want to mention that she has something for that's going on, especially for the newcomers. She has upcoming classes for our upcoming classes with call-ins. If they register during this show right now, they will get 30% off, and they could discuss the classes in detail, what the classes offer in detail. And this registration goes on right now. So for those who are interested in participating in that those services, we ask you to call in to the number 602-753-1598. That's the 602-753-1598. All right. Also, before the live stream ends, continue on listening to the episode. I mean, because a blog talk, the app cuts off at 7 o'clock. You want to call in to the episode. What you can do is you can call in to the number 602-753-1598 and continue on to listen in and participate in the episode. Right, and for all those other listeners who are interested in listening to other episodes, you go to our website. That's Journey, JourneyInRhythm.net, journey.net. Listen to past guest speakers. We have phenomenal guest speakers. You know, spectacular Oji Wafo, Percy Rod, Nahim Patel Khan. We have Baba Steve. We have Case. We had Mike Fixit. We had Bill Carter. We had Vance Clear. And most pleasant, just Bonnie Harrison, and Brother Magnetic. Also, we had Sister Renee Coleman, Miko, Mr. Miko. And from the getting anyone, Mike. And Mike Jumbo, also Sister Akua, and Sister Simone. So forgive me, I know we had a multitude of other guests in the prior show. You can also see us. There are other episodes that were on, such as Brother Umar Simmons, Brother Modesty, Alexander, all those other episodes, Brother Sean Gold, Brother Asar Shakur and his wife Asset and their son Haru. There have been many other episodes on there. So check out some of those other episodes. Now, what's going on in my mind right now is that Sister Heheru, we are holding up for her to get on to the episode so we can deal with a little bit of what we're speaking on. A lot of people see that I also have posts, photos and videos on some of the social sites such as Facebook. See me on LinkedIn, Tag, Google Plus. I'm on some of those episodes. And I write kind of controversial, I post kind of controversial, or just to ask you to think. The reason why I post those things is because we do have a study group. We are at war that's going on, and we're going to be at war, properly prepared to defend ourselves and also protect ourselves from the Atiwada force. That are the whites and their off. So we have to do this first by first being in order with self. So you'll see a lot of people when they join me, it's a difficult task. It is first you have to find out what is order. You know, what? How do you define order? Are you monotheistic or polytheistic? Do you deal with Amen, Amenet, or do you just deal with Amen? Do you just deal with a God? So that's part. That's the first thing is, are you in order? Are you following order, divine order, first order? You know, black matter, black energy, combination being two parts of a whole inseparable. And once you start going on that order, then you start putting yourself in balance. Because everything else now, that when you go to the divinity, this episode is dealing with communicating also with your honorable ancestors and ancestors after they make their transition, and also coming in to this life, bringing in children into this life. You know, so to bring those type of balances or those type of frequencies of harmony of communicating with the divinities, of conjuring those divinities, to conjure the divinities, you must deal with balance. The divinities or the deities are not just one-sided. They're not just patrilineal plans, so they're not just gods. They're also goddesses. So you have patrilineal and matrilineal plans that you deal with when you deal with conjuring or dealing with going to battle or aligning yourself. And then when you are going to battle, you're protecting yourself at arm with learning the art of defense, learning different tools of medicine, nutrition, different rituals of dance, making clothing, fashion, using principles of fashion, and also learning the different ways of influencing people through using the colors, the color schemes. Different colors have different influences, just like light has a way of influencing you or causing an expression, invoking a certain reaction. Light can blind you, so it can disrupt you, and also light can heal you, just like with photosynthesis with the plant life, animal life, and mineral life. So we also use the sound of arming ourselves with the sound of different symbols of Ndinka. When you say those, see those symbols, when you say those words of Ndinka symbols, you do is you cause a healing a vibration through the body, as well as you could cast that as a spell, a way of conjuring, of defending yourself. So learning how to defend yourself, and then also respecting yourself, which respecting the fact that you do go within divine order to learn more about your culture, which is respecting your culture, respecting your nanasun, your ancestral, your great ancestral culture. So what you're doing is you are respecting yourself. When you do respect that divine order, when you respect that, what that does is that gives you more insight. How they say, knowledge is infinite. Knowledge is infinite when you don't know everything. That's why you go to your shrine, your ancestral shrine, to receive better communication, divine communication. Now, when you go to your shrines, these shrines must be honorable shrines. So how do you gain insight on what is honorable and what is unhonorable or dishonorable shrine? All right, dishonorable shrines are anybody who are rapists, murderers, child molesters, substance abusers, and also the whites and their offspring. Those are dishonorable shrines. And all those pseudo shrines, those pseudo religions, those made up religions, whether a monotheistic or atheistic, or they disrespect the fact that we patronize our symbols and also some of our monuments and our scriptures and our temples. And they're not just artifacts to us. They're means of communication, conjuring. They're shrines of conjuring, temples of conjuring. Just as though our body is a temple of conjuring, they're temples of conjuring. So what you do is you have that insight of learning more about your kind of your culture, and what that does is gives you more insight or intuitiveness on how to communicate, learning more about your clan or your family. It's like learning more about your family tree, because what happens is a lot of people are having problems, you know, early immaturity, and also just don't know where you make selections of selecting your mate, when you make selections of selecting your spouse or who you're going to be around, your selection. Well, how do you make selections? How do you do your selections of purifying yourself? How do you choose like of Eden, divine love or law and divine hate. Well, one of the ways, one of the tools that our ancestors and our ancestresses left us was for us in Ancestry.com through our ancestral scriptures, our Metatu, that is the misnomer hieroglyphs, that we go to our hieroglyphs, and then we also go to our shrines. We look up and we find out more about the divinities. We learn out more about the patrilineal clans, your patrilineal clans that are from your father's side of upon for your ancestors, all the way from Afro-Ta. And then also you look at your mother's matrilineal clans that are all the way from Afro-Ta, and you find out from which clan she is from. Caller, a caller from 2843. Caller, can you tell us your name and where you're calling from? Hi, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from? Caller 2843. Well, let's call it 2843. I hear you, but I don't hear you on the radio. Okay. Well, we're going to continue on. Well, like I said, well, you go into which clan, that clan that your ancestral line is from. Because since you come from a line that emanates from Amen and Amenet, what they would prefer you do is be in line, learn about their family line, learn about your family tree. So, like I said, there is the Natun, that is the matrilineal ancestral clan, where there's seven cows. They say there's seven cows. When you see sometimes, you see some of the illustrations of Nut, being of the sky, being in the sky, it's her overlapping the sky. You see the pictures of the 12 rams, and then also you see that's the patrilineal clans, the 12 patrilineal clans, and then also you see depiction of the seven cows. Those are the seven head of rules. Seven cows are the head of rules. So from those seven cows that are head of rules, you are from one of those clans, your matrilineal clans. That's based on your matrilineal clan. So it is good for you to find out when you realign your soul with your spirit being masculine or Okwawa being feminine, what happens is that you start to realign and you communicate with your Abasum, that is divinity that has been sent here with you before you came to this planet, and you were received into the Het Haru, or the vaginal womb of this planet and of this spirit entity, being born of the spirit entity into you, and then you were procreated. You learning about your clan has a major part in you making your decisions, because sometimes you don't want to make a decision based on marrying somebody or dealing with somebody in your clan, having children with somebody in your clan, because that's like considered having a child with somebody who lives in your same household. That's considered you incest, and that could start a form of albinism and also mongoloidism if you start having sex or sex within the clan, start procreating within the clan. So it's very important for you to pay attention to that. So that leads right in marriage, into matrimony. You know, when you're going into the clan, that's where we go into the polygamy part of it. Also is that we do procreate, and there are many divinities such as God and goddesses. So they have, like I said, from those Heteru tribes, and those 12 clan, in those 12 patrilineal clans, what happens is that you should spread your seed. So you are, if you are responsive and not lustfully and not in a desired way, like a perverted way where you deal with bisexuality, what you can do is that you could share children into those 7 tribes. You see, if you was a male, and then also that female can also share children from the 12 different tribes. That's if that was matured enough. She could marry into a mature part of it like that. So all that relates to us understanding more and more about our culture, our Manasun, studying our divine culture, our divine order, and learning more about spirituality and the religion about divine order. We didn't get an opportunity to get Heheru on this episode. Unfortunately, I don't know when we'll do another episode again. It'll probably be next episode, probably next season. And with that in mind, like I said, keep on listening to other episodes, past episodes on journeyandrhythm.net. Go to some of the social sites. Keep you posted and updated. That in mind, I give you peace, send you peace, and I send you blessings. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Get out of here.